A man who's already been out to enjoy the beautiful morning, our very own Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, and our guest every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And yes, you're right. It's an outstanding morning. I think there are those who probably should play hooky and get out and enjoy it. It is just amazing. Well, unfortunately, I have a little bit of a cough. But yes, we've had a couple of really mild days lately, and that may think that we are warmer than normal for the month of May. But if you look over the whole statistics, we are not. We're a little bit less than normal. We have 1 week to go, and that could definitely change. What we haven't yet gotten was the really hot days that can often happen in May. 78 was our warmest, and that was way back on the first week of May. And here's a real surprise, the coldest temperature recorded for the month, 32 degrees, happened just a couple days ago on the 20th. Also, 19th, how many were surprised like I was to look out early morning on the 19th and see some snow laying out there? It's not unusual to get snow in May, but that late in May, it is a bit unusual and very, very interesting. Also, we have, you might say, snow of another type that happens at this time. It's not unusual right now to be looking around and seeing puffy material blowing around in the air. That comes from mostly quaking aspen. It also can come from willows, and it is their seeds. Way back in April, we may remember, actually it started in March, we may remember the fuzzy buds of quaking aspen and pussy willow. Well, they eventually developed into catkins. The catkins were fertilized and formed seeds. The seeds formed this little fluffy material around it, and now they blow in the breeze. Best place to see it, perhaps, is out on a lake or such where it can build up on the surface of the water and turn parts of the water white. This is what I refer to as a warm weather snowstorm. Now, we did have snow of the other type this week as well, so very, very interesting time. Precipitation-wise for May, we are above normal. We'll see if that remains it for the last part of the month. About approaching 15 and a half hours of daylight, very early, long days. We are 1 month from the solstice. Sunrise this morning, 5:26, and sunset not till 8:45. So very long days. The critters taking advantage of this are the migrant birds. We have just dozens and dozens of migrants that come by every day now. It's just amazing. I've said in previous programs how we have 26 species of warblers that come through every spring either to nest or to keep on going in migration. And some of us like to get out and see all 26. If you have friends, if you have a connection, Facebook and so forth, it's not really that hard to do. But if you try to do it on your own, it's a bit of a challenge, and that's what I always try to do. Well, I'm up to, as of this morning, up to 21 different species of warblers. We'll see how the last ones are. They can be a bit tough. But there's plenty of other interesting critters. Yesterday, I had no less than three kinds of vireos right here in the yard. All of them were singing. Red-eyed vireo, of course, and then the yellow-throated vireo and the blue-headed vireo. We are getting other birds coming through that are colorful and loud singing. Probably the most notable of those is the Baltimore Oriole and Rosebreast Grosbeak. But we're also getting some scarlet tanagers. What an absolutely gorgeous bird. I always told my students that we are very familiar with a bird in the swamps in the springtime called the red-winged blackbird. But the scarlet tanager is a black-winged redbird. And they're very brightly, males very brightly colored, and sing nice and loud as when they first show up, too. And I had those in the backyard this week as well. Indigo bunting, saw the first one yesterday. Another very beautiful bird, bluish color, has long songs, frequently sings way late into the summer. And we've had them along this road here for the last couple of years. In addition to that, yes, two ruby-throated hummingbirds have been coming through the feeder, always a great sighting. Wood thrush is singing. This morning when I stepped out, which is quite a bit into the pre-dawn, the wood thrushes were already out there singing, as well as veery. Phoebes are nesting in our shed. We also have broadwing hawk nesting in the woods. A mallard and Canada geese down along the edge of the water. One day this week when it was cool, I looked out over the lake and I saw swallows feeding there. It's an interesting phenomenon, but what happens is when the temperatures drop down in the 30s and 40s, it's a little bit harder to find insects. Well, swallows still have to eat. So where do they go? They go across the surface of lakes where there is insects because the water's temperature is a little bit warmer. Other things of note, you get these clear days, and suddenly we start seeing a variety of butterflies, and that really showed up this week. We have an abundance of dandelion out in the lawn. Not everybody appreciates dandelion, but there is some of these little orange butterflies, namely the painted lady and their cousin called the American lady, that are out there in the dandelions, as well as the cabbage white, as well as the yellow butterfly called sulfur. And then there's another one that has red stripes on it that I had seen this past week as well called the Red Admiral. The list goes on and on. It is not too early to start looking for the first of the monarchs. I have frequently seen them between the 20th and the 30th of May, but we'll see. Some years they don't show up until June, so we'll see what kind of a migration we get. This is the beginning of toad time, the wonderful sound to hear this morning during my walk. Up until this point, I had been hearing many kinds of frogs calling, but I had not heard the toads calling. Well, this morning, they were out there calling. And when they start breeding, they breed for just maybe a week at most. And they do a lot of calling. They go 24 hours a day. They just keep right on going. It's an interesting phenomenon because they are a critter that lives on land. And the only time they go to water is to lay eggs. Other things of note, I mentioned how the seeds blowing from the trees. Many trees are in blossom right now. Plum, a couple of the small wild ones are plum, Juneberry, elderberry, pigeonberry is in the huge numbers right now. I saw its cousin called chokecherry. I saw that yesterday. And then crab apples. Wow. I have a crab apple in my backyard, and walking past it yesterday, I just had to stop because of the buzzing noises. It was just filled with bees. That is a fabulous situation that we can have that. The bees were totally oblivious of me. I was absolutely safe. Nobody's going to attack me. It was just an interesting thing to watch. Apple trees starting to bloom, and yes, lilac are starting to bloom as well. The red oaks are forming their leaves and catkins. Most all of the trees now are forming new leaves, and we're going to see a lot more happening this next week. There's still a few that don't. On the world of the spring wildflowers, I think we're passing the earliest ones. They're pretty much fading. There's still a lot of color out there, and there's still a lot of kinds out there. I took a walk at Jay Cook State Park this week, and I saw no less than 20 kinds of spring wildflowers still in bloom. Some of them, however, like the bloodroot and the hepatica, had faded. And that's going to happen a lot more now with the shade. Then we're going to get other ones that can handle the shade, namely baneberry, blue cohosh, starflower, wild lily of the valley, clintonia, sarsaparilla. There's quite a long list. But the one that I was really excited to find this week was the columbine. What an absolutely beautiful flower. Most of our spring flowers are just going to be white and yellow, but not the columbine. That is a red color, and it's just beautiful, and they last. I've seen them blooming still as late as July, so they last. The other one to be on the lookout for, if anyone wants to take a walk out at Jay Cook State Park, try to find the yellow lady slipper orchids. I have often associated it with Memorial Weekend, and that's what we're moving into right now. So, Lisa, yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful time to get out and see all the things that are happening. It's just terrific. So, skip work.
Okay, Larry. So I'll talk to you later, and KUMD signing off. Well, maybe
okay.
Not. Maybe
all
not.
Right.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. Always a guy with an excuse. Nice thing about Larry, though, is if you take his advice, he'll actually write you a permission slip. He'll write you a note. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday right here on Northland Morning.